Use what you got. This is just not another day or another week. Declare this is the day, this is the week for my healing, my deliverance, turnaround, and breakthrough. Enough is enough. No more distractions, for there is a war going on and every human being is in it. Do not quit. Do not give up. Do not allow yourself to get overwhelmed. Take a deep breath and use what you know and what you got. Search it out to walk it out. Use your weapons. Pull out your sword and engage. Fathers, the enemy is attacking your loved ones. Soldiers, use their weapons to protect their own. Mothers, mama bears, the enemy has crept in your house and your territory and has attacked or is attacking yours. Fight against the lies and the deception. Children, your parents are being attacked. You see it. Do not sit and watch. Stand up and say, no, that is not allowed. Pray like you never have before. Ask the Holy Spirit how to pray in this hour. We have many weapons, the word, the blood of the Lamb, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our weapon in any hour, but specifically this hour, is prayer, more so in the Holy Spirit. If you are born again, ask for your spiritual language, yielding and surrendering your tongue. For life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you, you are praying the will of the Father. Everything on this earth can be tamed but the tongue of a human being. Surrender to the only one you can trust, believing he is protecting you. We must take our post, put our armor on, and fight. Stop watching sinners do what they do for entertainment. Our focus should be on what our God is doing through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Do not go down, not on his watch. Repent and pray. Repent and pray. Tighten your armor. Put your war paint on, the blood of the Lamb, and walk your land. And seize the opportunity to send confusion in the enemy's camp. Anything that does not look like, sound like, or lines up with the Word of God, study, for you need to know what the Word says and believe before you can apply it. Ask for wisdom to come against whatever does not line up. One must have clean hands and a pure heart, therefore. Repent and pray. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, giving you glory and honor and thanking you for one more day and a brand new week to glorify you. We ask in Jesus' name to give us your wisdom and strategies to fight the enemy in our territories. We ask for restoration and ask the Holy Spirit to bring back to our remembrance what you have done for us and how you brought us through our former trials and tribulations. For you are the same. And you change not. You're asking us to change our words, deeds, and behaviors. We're acting like mere humans. And if we have you on the inside of us, salvation, then we have been transferred into the kingdom of God and have supernatural abilities that only you can give. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to use our weapons in this hour. Pull us out of competition with each other, not of you, for we are one. Bring our soul out of its carnal ways, children of Israel. Change our perspectives. Break our habits that don't line up with you. Tear down the barriers and strongholds so that we can see what you see. We cry out for help, for we have not been this way before, and you want to show us the way out and up into the deeper things of you. The eyes have not seen and ears have not heard realm with the ability to apply what you've already given us. We reach out for all that you have with our name on it. We declare you are the great I am, and there is no other, that Jesus is our Lord, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. We plead the blood of the Lamb and come against any retaliation against us and our loved ones as we press toward the mark and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Help us to recognize that you sent us here with gifts and assignments to glorify you and you alone. Help us to use what we got. Use everything that you have taught us and still are learning through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Help us to focus on the purpose of introducing souls into the kingdom of God, teaching and training them and walking in unity to fulfill it. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for interceding, encouraging, and cheering us on. For we win because you have already won the battle. We must quickly learn how to use what we got. for you have given us all the weapons and protection we need. Teach us, our Lord and King, how to use our weapons effectively. Forgive us, Father, for our idle words and acts of treason. We repent and believe that you have forgiven us because we have asked for forgiveness, and see us turning from our wicked ways. We use the authority given us to turn the arrows of the enemy back into his camp for confusion and destruction. We come against fear, for you did not give it to us. You gave us power, love, and a sound mind, and it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. For those who are not a child of God, but have read this message, decide today, for that is all that it takes. Choose to receive the help that is available for you through God, from God through Jesus Christ. Do not delay a minute longer, for he is beckoning you to come to him. Jesus Christ has already set the stage, won the battle, saying, walk this way, for we love you and have need of you. Trust me, I got you. I will not allow you to fall or fail. Prayer. Dear Jesus, I ask for forgiveness for all my sins and repent for all my ways that do not line up with the word of God. Forgive me of my unbelief and disobedience, and I believe that you died on the cross and rose again to save me from the wrath of God. I receive you as my Savior, healer, and deliverer. Show me the way as I follow you into my purpose and destiny. Heavenly Father, because I received your Son, Jesus Christ, I think that I am a member of the body of Christ, for I am redeemed. Thank you for loving me so and not leaving me in darkness. I ask that you help me to allow the Holy Spirit to teach and guide me into understanding of who I have become and what I have because I became, and how to use what I have already been given. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, get yourself a Holy Bible and study. Read out loud to yourself. Take notes and apply. Get around true believers that the Holy Spirit will lead you to, and grow up in Christ and be great. Sister Anna. Amen.